Good evening, welcome to the December meeting of the Scrutiny for, for Community Regeneration, Health and Wellbeing. Item one, to receive any apologies for absence, please, Andrea.
We haven't received any.
Right. There's no apologies for absence. Any declarations of interest, please? No. Item three, to consider any urgent business brought forward. I don't think, is there any, Andrea? No. The minutes of the previous meeting held on the 24th of September 2019. Would anybody like to comment on the minutes before we go for the vote? No? Okay, can I have a proposal, please? Councillor Peters and Councillor Killoran seconded. Thank you. And all those four, please. Against? Any abstentions? Thank you. Item five, we received a question from Councillor Hall, which was deferred from the previous meeting, and you've had a written response from the Deputy Leader. Would anybody like to make any comment, please? Councillor Ackroyd.
I understand that Councillor Hall was actually talking about the planning aspects of this, but we're certainly hearing in Branston, and I'm sure in Streatham too, a lot of comments and complaints about the way these two surgeries have been put together. And I wondered if it would be appropriate from the health aspect of this committee to actually take that further.
Yes, would anybody else like to add to what Councillor Ackroyd's... Councillor Lamb?
Yeah, I mean, there's two points. I think, yes. Obviously, there is the planning aspect, and I think there are some points there. And the second point is, obviously, one of the other aspects is, the other question that was asked there is, can they also consider what can be done to help the affected surgeries and patients? And I don't think the answer really answers either of those questions. And I think one of the things we discussed at that meeting, where we all, agreed it was impossible to sort of discuss it last time because we didn't have the action, didn't have the information really, but was potentially to get the CCG to come to the meeting and to be able to answer some of the questions raised, because it is a point, as I think we said, that not only affects one ward, it's potentially an issue affecting lots of wards, and there's lots of things happening at the moment. I mean, I went to the client commissioning group patient meeting this week on practices, and certainly there's lots happening in terms of reducing boundaries. There's lots of work the CCG seem to be doing on private care networks, and that's the sort of area where I thought we'd get some sort of answers in here rather than this, which I think is a bit bland really. And the other aspect is, and we've seen it in planning, there's discussions about that there is an amount of space that's coming forward in been reserved. But it's quite clear when you sort of talk to the CCG that that's an element of land. There's no money behind that, so there's no capital to actually build anything. So we've got a view that there's going to be something in outwards on the new Beam Hill site. There's going to be something at Branston, but there doesn't seem to be anything actually there. So we've got a big gap coming, and I don't know how we actually address that to make sure we're actually getting the facilities that we need.
I spoke to the CCG on Monday. Now, they're due to come to committee in March to speak to the committee anyway about other matters. But does the committee feel that they ought to come in earlier on the January meeting, or are you happy to wait till March, or should we ask them to come in? Councillor Peters.
I would strongly recommend that we invite them in sooner rather than later.
Fine.
If we take our foot off the pedal on this one, I'm not quite sure the pace that they're moving at, but they want to get it sorted. And what we don't want to do is find ourselves following in the wake of this, because it could be catastrophic for patients. I'll state the obvious. People are living longer. We're surrounded by people we know and love who have dementia. We got to get this sorted, and we need to make them clearly understand that we've got our eye on it.
Okay, thank you. So, Andrea, can we see if we can get the CCG in for the January meeting then, please? Because that's what I imagined everybody would say. Sorry, Councillor Clark.
The rest of the councillor's remarks there. Why were the CCG invited to this meeting? I thought that was the decision last meeting, rather than just simply a statement from the cabinet, but was to get input in the matter. I think it's quite a serious issue that we don't really know how widespread it is, how many people it's affecting, or if it is indeed infecting vulnerable or disadvantaged. I think that why they weren't invited to this meeting is a question.
Okay, thank you. Well, obviously, we went through the deputy leader first, and we were waiting for the statement there, so I think that was why the CCG weren't invited to this meeting, but they were due to come in anyway, so but we can note that. Any other comments?
Really, but I'm a patient of the Stretton surgery and have been for years, and just recently I tried to get an appointment. I'm lucky I haven't had to have one for a while. It was absolutely dire. They used to have an online system, you could book your own appointment, that automatically pushes you to Branston. Oh, you can't do online at Stretton anymore. And when I rang up about it, they said, oh well, you can only have a sit and wait at Stretton. You can't name a doctor, you can't book an appointment online. And I needed to see a doctor and was told I had to wait over a week. In the end, I gave up.
I just wondered, because I know that a lot of people seem to be telling me they're waiting 3 weeks now. Is that, would that be the case, do you think, for some patients?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
okay, fine. Yes, they all say that.
I mean, similar article, or I know that at Stretton, they consulted and they reduced to Tuesday afternoon. They've also reduced to Wednesday and Thursday afternoon because they haven't got enough doctors. That's supposedly a temporary measure, and it's not really clear when that might be returned, so that's going to make the situation worse. Yeah.
Okay, fine. So we'll press them to come in then in January, and we'll get that sorted. Any other comments? Yeah. Councillor Metcalfe.
I have one small comment, actually, and it really is relative to everything other councillors have just said. As Bernard pointed out, we do have an ageing society, and the real worry is that people that should be getting doctor's appointments are just, as Julie's pointed out, just gave up in the end, which is so wrong, and I'm quite worried that if we don't sort of get on, as Bernard pointed out as well, get a hold on this, we really will have a real serious problem. And some, you know, eventually people will actually die if we don't actually get it sorted.
Fine, thank you. Any other comments?
Yes. I just think it's a little bit, I don't know what the right word is, cheeky to try and blame the problems on supposedly 3,000 houses. Apart from the fact, I don't think it's all being built by any imagination. People presumably are moving there, so there's less doctors needed elsewhere. There is a problem with GPs. I accept they've got problems, and there may be difficult problems to fix, but it's not a problem with building houses. It's a problem with supplying GPs, problems of funding, whatever. If they have a problem with the surgery, then come to the council. You'll say we've allocated land for it, so it's not an insoluble problem in terms of what we can do. It's actually a problem that they need to solve.
I think the CCG at the moment, and I think I was meant to have a meeting with them in December, that was cancelled. Then I had a telephone conference call that was altered so that I didn't actually speak to the managing director. So it does seem to be quite hard at the moment, I think, to get the CCG to come on board with anything. So I think that's something that we probably need to address in the new year.
And just to reinforce what Colin said to some extent is that I know from my hospital hat that A&E numbers in Burton are up about 10%, and that potentially could be because people can't get doctor's appointments, so they go there instead. So.
OK, fine, so we'll move on with that then. Sorry, yes, Councillor Walker.
Perhaps listen to that. Is that something we should be looking at as well while we're planning as well? I've got no issue with building houses.
No.
Surely we should be looking at building houses, something that we'll have to consider as well.
This is something you hear time and time again. So you're suggesting perhaps that we also hear from the Deputy Leader for planning as well?
Maybe that's what just I'm suggesting.
Yes, okay, fine. Perhaps we could arrange that, could we, Andrew, as well? Thank you. Sorry, yes.
Perhaps someone could help me with this. Do the CCG, are they invited to planning meetings? Are they there in an observer role? Are they engaged at all during the planning phase?
Not my area of expertise, Bernard, but I do believe they are consulted, don't quote me on that, but it's something that we can go back to our planning colleagues and find out for you, the role that the CCG played.
Well, I can,
I'm not sure they attend.
I can answer that they're not, they don't attend CCGs, and they're not a specified response. So they can be notified and they can respond, but they don't have to be in the reports. It doesn't mention what the CCG given approval to a deal or anything.
So that's maybe something that you could look at as well, Chair.
Yes, absolutely.
The level of contribution at those meetings and make sure that they're well and truly engaged, I think.
Fine, thank you. Any other comments before we move on? Right, item six, scrutiny reviews update. Can we take plastic recycling first? I know we've had a briefing this evening, but if we could just let everybody know where we're at, please. Thank you. Sorry, who's leading?
We haven't got to. Yeah, we haven't really got a lead, Councillor Johnson.
No, I think
last time that we had the our scrutiny group meeting, we agreed to invite Paul to give the session that he's just delivered.
So I see.
Be able to close that off.
Okay.
If members are happy from about what they've heard from Paul this evening, I think we can draw a line and do that.
That's great then. No problem. Fine. Thank you. CCTV, please.
Just a quick point on the plastic recycling.
Yes, sir.
So what was the outcome of that review? Was the
The initial question was wanted to know about what the council does with recycling plastics, and Paul's gave you a presentation this evening.
Okay, so if we can move on to CCTV, please. Is that Councillor McGarry or are we? Councillor Clark.
So we've had a survey go out to residents, which we've had around 30 responses back to. Generally, the feeling from that is that residents are broadly in favour of CCTV and around how safe they make it makes them feel. The next steps we have in that is that in the new year, with the new police chief inspector, basically inviting them along to get their thoughts on it. We had a meeting a few months back where we got a few answers to some of the questions that we've proposed to the council around where the CCTV cameras are located, the associated costs with them, where the future technology is going. I would think that, from my point of view, there's still a few outstanding in that which I need to summarise basically back to the group. But then the next steps is taking it forward with the police. But I think by the end of January time, we should be coming to a conclusion on recommendations on that. I don't know if anybody or the members want to add anything to that.
Councillor McCann.
There was also another meeting at the beginning of this month, which I was the only one that attended that meeting, and we actually discussed the portable cameras that there's one located at the moment out in Councillor Walker's area, and we're just waiting to get some feedback on that particular camera and the feasibility of using the smaller, cheaper cameras across the borough as well. So that's something else that I know Chris and Mike are sorting out for us for when we meet again.
Thank you. Any other comments before we move on? Sports development then, please.
We had an initial meeting and we had that with the Leisure James, just to sort of understand more about the contract we've got at the moment with everyone active, so we understood that and understand where we stand on that. There's been some positive movement forward in terms of the council updating the website to make sure that if people were trying to find out what things are available in East Staffordshire, it is now signposted rather than before it was all going to everyone active and getting totally lost. And the intention was then to have a follow-up meeting with Burton Albion Community and with the Sports Council, but I haven't had a date for that yet.
Stepping in for colleagues.
But I thought you might be
here this evening. So we, in terms of corporate performance, we have 109 indicators. Of those, 95 are green, 2 are amber, and 2 are red, and 10 are yet to be reported on. Of the 99 live targets, 95% are green, 2% are amber, and 2% are red. Within each of the service areas, community regeneration has 20 targets, 17 which are green, and 3 are not yet to be reported on. Of the 17 live targets, 100% are green. With the environment and health and well-being, there's 23 targets, 21 are green, One is red and one is not yet due to report. And that is a percentage of 95% for the 23 lives on green and 4% for the red status. So overall in the quarter two performance, we have the value for money is at 95% green, 3% amber and 1% red. Environment, health and wellbeing is 95% green, nothing in amber and 4% red. And then community regeneration, we have 17%, 100% in the green. Chair.
Just the one, really. It was just a shame that you, well, obviously you didn't reach your green flag status for the Inbloom. I just wondered why you'd put Washlands and Stapenhill Gardens together when Stapenhill Gardens is obviously an established setting, whereas the Washlands wasn't, and yet you've combined the two. So you're never going to meet that target if we were never going to kickstart off yet. Stapenhill Gardens could have actually reached green.
Yes, it's a really good point, too. Thank you for that. What we were trying to do is, with the Washlands project, part of the Stapenhill Gardens is included within the boundaries of the Washlands project, and to create a varied kind of visitor experience with the Washlands, it's very much a wildlife area, whereas the Stapenhill Gardens is a very set out traditional Victorian park. So we wanted to create an experience for visitors that actually was really varied, so that's why we've put them together. Some of the feedback that we did have from the judges was that the Washland side of it isn't quite ready for a green flag. So it's probably work in progress, that actually once all the work that we've done with the Washlands project has been completed, we might be in a position to still combine them as a Stapenhill Gardens and a Washlands joint entry. So we tried something new, we tried something ambitious, didn't quite work, but we did get some really good positive feedback. And to be honest, I know it's a red, but it feels like a win because of the feedback that we got from the judge really gave us an insight in actually what we can do next for the Washlands, and actually really encouraging about the future developments of the Washlands as well.
I mean, I know both the judges give absolutely brilliant feedback. So next year for the In Bloom competition, will you be actually separating them until the Washland is more established?
In Bloom and Green Flag are different. We will be separating, so I'll be going back to having the Stapenhill Gardens on its own for the time being. With the work that we've got going on and the feedback that we had from the judges, I'm going to hold off on the Washlands. Longer term, I think my ambitions will be to look at entering the Washlands into It's Your Neighbourhood Park entries and start there, get a score, and then see if we can build it up over a number of years. But we've got a baseline now, and it's a really good baseline.
Move on. Sorry. Yes, Councillor Wildman. Yes, it's okay, don't we?
I just want to commend Mike and all the Open Spaces team, because, I mean, the Washlands, it's not ready. Well, it's not even started yet, but it will, it should, if we carry on doing what we're meant to do. I think it'll be a really, really good wildlife area, which is, you know, Burton is crying out for that sort of thing. I know we've got Branston Park there, Branston Water Park as it is, but we really do need something, and we are going to develop that in the centre of town. So I think it's the right thing to do at the moment regarding Stapenhill Gardens, for sure. That's all.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think we all agree with that. That's great. Thank you. Item 8, the executive decision record. You had obviously a sight of these. Any comments to be made, please? No, we're all happy. 9, to receive any questions submitted by any member of the committee for answer by the leader, deputy leader, or officers of the council. We didn't have any, did we, Andrew? So, item 10, dates of future meetings. Next meeting will be on the 28th of January 2020. And then followed on the 19th of March. Okay. Right, we'll go into the private agenda. So in accordance with section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public will be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it is likely, in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings, that there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in paragraph of part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Act, indicated in brackets before the item number on the agenda. And that will take us into item 11, the private